But you came all the way to Aberdeen to the library?
Well, I was doing interviews in the area, and somebody recommended that I go see the librarian. She might be able to give me some leads, you know.
Well, now that's how, I can't even remember the man's name, found Ms. Watson. He went to the library, and she sent him to Ms. Watson, who was busy, and sent him to see my grandmother Lacey and come back to see her.
The man who wrote the history of the Watson?
No. What was this man's name?
Oh, Chris. Mm-hmm. Well, you want to plow through some more?
Okay, let's do it.
Okay. You were telling me about freshwater fish when we stopped. What about seafood? Do you like any kind of seafood?
Shrimp, oysters.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The pronunciation of the word scallop bothers me. I've always said scallop.
Yeah, it says scallop.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it says scallop too. What about the animal that stays around the water that makes a croaking noise?
A frog?
Mm-hmm. In different types?
A bullfrog? And a tree. It's a tree frog. A little bitty thing.
Yeah, right. Yeah. What about one that would stay on land mostly around your garden?
A toad?
Mm-hmm. Okay. If people were going fishing around here, what would they dig up to use for bait?
Worms.
Pick what kind?
Red worms, I guess.
Is that an earthworm? Or is an earthworm something different?
I don't know.
You would say red worms up rather than
earthworms. No, really, since you said it, I say earthworm most of the time.
Yeah, but you're not sure if there's a difference.
No, there are some different worms. There's a night crawler, isn't there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's a big one. Okay. What about a little fish that you might use for bait?
A minnow.
Mm-hmm. And an animal that has a hard shell can draw in his leg.
A turtle. Yeah.
What about different kinds of those?
A terrapin.
That's the land turtle?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What about one that stays in water?
There are some different turtles, snapping turtles, but I don't really know.
Okay. And you haven't heard of the land turtle called a gopher?
No.
Or a cougar?
No.
Okay. A little animal that has a shell and has claws. You find it in freshwater streams?
Crawfish.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'm going to ask you about some insects. What about the kind of insect that you see flying around lights at night?
A moth.
All right, and more than one, you'd say three or four.
Mice.
Okay. What about stinging insects around here? What do you have?
A wasp, a bee, a yellow jacket, a hornet.
Mm-hmm. All right. And one, this isn't a stinging insect, but it's one that you see at night. It blinks.
A lightning bug.
And this is one that has a long, thin body. You see it around ponds. It has transparent wings. It likes the light on your fishing boat.
Is that the devil's walking stick or the praying mantis? Or?
This is different. I don't think those things fly, do they? The one I have in mind flies.
I don't know. I'm not too interested in bugs.
Yeah, well, me either. Do you know the name dragonfly?
Yes.
Or... any other name for a dragonfly?
No.
Okay. But you would call it a...
yes, dragonfly.
Have you heard of snake doctor?
Yes, I've heard that. Mm-hmm.
So I sure have.
But I've come near saying a dragonfly.
Okay, but you have heard...
snake doctor.
Okay. Have you heard mosquito hawk to describe a dragonfly?
No.
Okay. What about the little pesky insect that's liable to...
the mosquito?
Mm-hmm. And this is an insect that is bad about burrowing under your skin and making your skin itch.
We say red bug. Mm-hmm. But some people say chigger.
In this area?
My brother-in-law does, mm-hmm. but...
Where's